Welcome to Season 2 of Coping Kit for Everyday Life. I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Michelle. This season's theme is change. Together, we will explore tools for coping with the ordinary and the extraordinary changes in life.
Hey, welcome back to our podcast.
All right, it's episode 4, season 2, A Year of Change. As we figured this all out, you know, we talked about already how, you know, I'm going through a transition, moving out to California, taking a new job. And we really just want to think about, like, you know, what are tools that we could put on our coping kit as we go through change? And one of the things that I've been doing a lot of is journaling. And as I was preparing for this, I'm like, when did I actually start journaling? So I think about, I don't know, when I was a kid and I got that little gift of the diary with the little key on it and, you know, starting to write down like little things. So like little things that were happening in my life. Think about high school where we had to do like our English teacher made us like journal like about our senior year. So again, like all the changes that happened in your senior year of high school, which seems like so long ago, but like such a big, important part of my life. And then I think about now, like how much I journal now, like as I am moving into this new space of, like I said, you know, living in California, new job. You know, last week we talked about building friendships, like all of these different things and these transitions that are happening. You know, how do I use my journal to support me? So we thought that'd be a great topic for us to talk about. So, Genevieve, do you journal at all?
That has been one of those things that like people always say, like when you're going through something difficult or, you know, when you're going through a change, when things are happening in your life, to write it down, to journal about it. And I just always found that really a difficult task. And even from when I was a kid, I have stacks and stacks and stacks of what we wrote in black. I had a little diary, the same one as you, with the little key and the whole bit. And I think it was like I was 9 when I got it. I think it was like a big, you know, fourth grade gift or whatever. And it's written in, but as most things, halfway through, it falls off a cliff and there's no more writing in it. It is kind of embarrassing to go back and look at them now. And, you know, you read about like who you had a crush on, or I always wanted to be able to journal and keep a diary. My sister growing up, my sister and I shared a room, and my sister growing up was religious about it. Every night, she'd write in it for hours and all night long. And I always thought like, oh, that's so, and she has stacks of them. I have a stack. She has stacks of them. Mm-hmm. She even may still journal to this day, but I have recently started again or made an attempt, but I found a wellness journal. So it's really easy. It's very specific. And I really like the way that it is. I set an intention. It asks how much water I had, how my sleep was, what my activity is, what went well. It gives a little space for doodling, which I like because sometimes I like to doodle ideas and things. So that's how mine has evolved over time from something that now I look at in total embarrassment when I read them to like, oh, this is something that is actually really helpful for me and has become something that I actually look forward to sitting down and doing at the beginning. And I do a little at the beginning of the day, a little at the end. So how do you use a journal now for yourself, Rochelle?
So yeah, so it's interesting you say that. I do kind of do my journals in a couple different ways. So I do kind of do gratitude. So I'd like to write like what I'm grateful for. So that's one way. And I think that's a great way to just kind of sit and think about what you're grateful for, especially when you know, you're in transition. And I sometimes, you know, I work on like not always, you know, focusing on what's not going right, but actually take time to think all the things I'm grateful for, like take a moment and be in the moment. Because I keep saying, I'm going through this journey, but I realize that I want to work on being in the moment. And I think writing gratitudes is a great place because it actually has you just focus on like exactly like what's happening right now. What am I grateful for at this moment, at this time?
Hmm.
So grateful for the great weather of California.
not
today. It's a little cold today. But yeah, but like really just taking that time. And there's been like lots of studies about like how it's helpful to, you know, write about gratitude and what you're grateful for because it changes your perspective. So I think that's a component of my journal. Also a component of my journal is really just to kind of write out feelings and thoughts about like whatever is going on. So like if I'm trying to sort out something or question to have for myself or something. Sometimes it just helps them to just write it out. What feelings I'm experiencing, what thoughts I'm having about something. and it gives me clarity. So sometimes I use it in that way to give me, you know, some type of clarity. And then also, I think it just also just creativity, I think, is another aspect of it. I think that, you know, doing this podcast, a lot of times I will write in my journal about different ideas I have about something I want to do for the podcast, or, you know, we shared already with the audience, you know, I'm the life coach. So kind of really starting to think like, okay, what are some projects that I want to work on? Or what are some things I want to do with my clients? So like, you know, giving that creativity to kind of think about things in a different way.
Oh, I do that too. I have a whole separate journal just for like my DIY activities. As you know, that I like to do that kind of like real hands-on creative work of turning household garbage and recyclables into, you know, whatever, I'm medical equipment or a resilience project or something. And when an idea comes, I need a place to write it down. So I'll write that down. But I wanted to share something with you that you just reminded me of when you were talking about gratitude, was that I'm actually taking that, I forget what it's called, but it's that free course from Yale about wellness and happiness. So I've been doing it. So you do it 1 week at a time, and every week focuses on something different. And so this week was actually on gratitude, but they had this additional element that I really liked. And I've been trying to journal about it every day this week, this idea of savoring a moment so that you're really present in that moment. And then at the end of the day, I've been trying to remember what was the moment that I savored, and then writing, you know, write a little, you know, just a couple sentences about it. And that's been a really interesting sort of process, because it's not just like this list of like, oh, here are the things that I'm really grateful for. Here are things I'm grateful for and remembering what they are, but also thinking about how did I savor that moment that I'm grateful for, and what was that sort of experience like, and what moment did I choose to savor, or how did I? And at first I was like, how do I do that? How do I savor a moment?
Yeah, I was going to say that. How do you savor a moment? That was my question.
I didn't really realize I was doing it. So there's two moments that stick out in my mind where I literally was like, oh, I did savor a moment. And it came from writing it down that I realized that I really did. So one of them was I was out on my walk, and I don't always stop when I'm walking because I have to get my 10,000 steps. So I'm out walking with purpose as opposed to like engaging in the environment and really recognizing where you are in that moment. So I actually stopped on my walk and looked up and was like, oh, well, let me look and see if I can identify a cloud. Like, what's a shape of a cloud in the sky, or the way that the branches, which are all, because it's February, the branches are all, nothing's growing on them. So they look like fingers against the sky. You know, it was sort of like a twilight. It's like later afternoon. And so in writing about that later, I realized, oh, I was savoring those moments. I stopped the walk. I was outside. I looked up. I took a moment to take stock of where I was and what was happening in the world, to slow myself down for a minute, right? And before that, the other one that had happened was I was at my parents. And as you know, my parents are elders, I should say. And my father has Alzheimer's, and, you know, my mother's had a stroke this past May. And so we were playing Uno. And at one point, I don't know, somebody said something funny, and both my parents, like all three of us kind of simultaneously sort of burst into laughter. And I remember sort of thinking in that moment and writing about it later, like, oh, that was really like just this moment of, nobody was worrying about anything. Nobody was thinking about what's going on, or how, what's the next thing to do, or how we're going to care for or do whatever. We're just enjoying each other's company and just really savoring that moment. And so journaling about that is what really helped me realize, like, oh, I am savoring these moments.
Yes, I love that. Savor the moment. But, you know, because like I said, like, you literally, it's like, let me just stop. And I think that's one of the things we don't do a lot of times, like just stop and like enjoy that moment, like what joy or what it brought to you. You know, like, you know, just say you probably walked past those trees a million times, but this day you decided to actually look at it and, you know, pay attention to see like, okay, what about that? What is beauty in that tree? You know, and also the laughter, like I said, like how many times we sit, like those are moments that And think about, like, that's a wonderful moment. Playing Uno, one of our favorite games.
Yes.
Can't go wrong there. And, you know, you know, just laughing together. It's like, yeah, good memories.
Yeah.
So write down. I love that. I love.
And it was in the journaling, right? So it was in the writing down. Like, yes, I was present in that moment, but
to write it down.
It was in the writing it down that also really, like, sort of took me back maybe and maybe double present. I don't know. Maybe got a chance to relive it even. And in that moment of really recognizing, like, wow, this was a moment in time that I want to hold on to, right? And now I have it because I wrote it down. Right. So there's that element also of like that permanence when you write about something that it has a space that you can go back to also. So I don't know, but that's sort of how I.
No, absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Like being able to like something about putting it on a piece of paper or, you know, some people right now probably like, I don't do pen to paper. Does that be pen to paper? It could be, you know, an app on your phone. It's your little notepad or, you know, or you could actually write it on your computer, whatever works for you. I always tell people journaling is totally up to you, whatever works.
Right.
Like, taking the time to write it down, like you said, is so important because it actually helps you actually relive it and actually be in the moment with that moment that you probably didn't even really think about as much. So you write it down.
Right. Right.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, some of the articles I read talked about the benefits of journaling. I was looking at an article in Helpline and Positive Psychology, and it talks about the benefits like helps with your mood, releases stress, can release negative thoughts. You know, that creativity, brainstorming, sketching. So your journal doesn't have to be words. It could be pictures. I'm a stick figure girl. I can't really draw. So drawing's not my thing. Except my abstract art. But that's a whole nother story for another day. But you know, really just being able to like, because sometimes sketching is just a way of, you know, expressing yourself, your thoughts and things like that. But I also like to say, like, too, is like, you know, there's also been studies done that like journaling helps with depression, anxiety, things like that. I think it's really important, though, that you seek a medical professional for any of those things and not think that journaling is going to be necessarily the thing to help you with that. That could be something that you could do with your mental health provider, but just something that, you know, journaling has a lot of different benefits.
Yeah.
I'll share some articles with you, but I definitely wanted to say that. You said something really important, too, earlier. The time, like picking a time, I think you want to journal because I think when you pick a time, it helps you to kind of commit to it. So, you know, some people like to do their journal in the morning at the start of their day. Some people may do it at the end of their day or in the middle of the day, whatever works for you. But I think committing to a time kind of helps you to kind of make it part of your day. I mean, that's really up to you, I think. But, you know, pick a time and just to start.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, we also talked about, you know, it could be like, if you're like journaling is something new for you, you could do like different types of prompts. So you could do, maybe you want to do, what am I grateful for? And start that out and then make, you know, do a gratitude journal. Or, you know, maybe you want to do acknowledgements, like, you know, kind of acknowledgements can be great too in journaling. Say, especially that you're going through change, that sometimes I know, like, I'm doing all these new things and sometimes I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I didn't even actually, you know, feel like I'll end the day. And, you know, sometimes I'll actually say to myself, well, I don't feel like I've really done anything today. And when my brain says that to me, I usually just want to pick up my book and go, okay, 5 acknowledgments right now. So just write things that you can acknowledge yourself for.
Right.
So a lot of times, like, there's things that we do that we don't realize. So, like, you know, I have certain goals or things that I want to accomplish that be like, oh, okay, you know, I had a thought about, like, a new idea that I want to do for my coaching business. Or actually, I was able to do X, Y, and Z at work or whatever, you know, different things like that, or how I helped someone today, or, you know, because sometimes we can get focused on what we haven't gotten done. And it's sometimes,
right.
So, and a journal could be a space to kind of do that. If you're someone who feels like, you know, I need that that reminder to help me to see that I'm moving forward, that I'm taking steps forward towards my goals or towards things I want to do, acknowledgements can be a part of your journal. I think about, we did the show last season on joy.
Yeah.
You can do a general prompt of what brings me joy. So like really think about like, you know, what brought me joy today? And you can write a whole journal entry on that.
Yeah.
Also, I saw something interesting. They talked about doing a 5-minute journal. So maybe just set 5 minutes, which is really not a lot of time. And you can start journaling there. Some people's like, well, what do I write? How long do I write for? So some people, if they'd like to have a time, you know, a 5-minute journal could be something that you could do to start yourself off as well.
Yeah. What's good about that is that then it doesn't become I always feel like this pressure, like, oh, I'm supposed to be writing all these deep thoughts and things. And really what I found is what I like about this sort of wellness journal that I have is that it has very specific things. It gives a space for you to go if you want to write something more, but it also lets you off the hook in a way like, okay, I filled out my intention. You know, like it has little sort of short prompts and things and activity, food, nutrition, exercise, self-care, like, so I could go any direction that I want with it, but it doesn't feel overwhelming to me. And that also is what's actually helped keep me doing it. Because when something starts to feel like, oh, I'm not doing it right, I'm not as deep as other people, you know, or I'm supposed to have these like magnificent epiphanies or something from journaling, then that can become burdensome and people will have a tendency to not do it. The idea also around acknowledgements. I actually was recently watching a TED Talk and they talked about one of the things in the TED Talk, I can't remember the name of it now, but she was talking about the way that our mind often works in a negative, that we will remember negative things. And so we actually have to work towards thinking in a positive. So having a space to write down what you accomplished or what you're working towards, or even just writing affirmations for yourself is a way to, you know, rewire your brain for positivity. And gratitude, as we know, does that also. But affirmations can do the same thing to help you think more positively about yourself and the things that you are accomplishing. And maybe to cut yourself some slack for what you're not. You know, like, it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. You're doing the best you can when you can all the time and just reminding yourself of that. It's so true. Like, this pressure. That's why I like to kind of, when I feel like I am kind of beating myself up, to kind of say, oh no, let's actually change that script. You know, do those acknowledgements to see like what I am accomplishing, because I mean, it kind of helps you to kind of balance things out. I do like what you're saying, Jen, about, you know, getting a journal that kind of already has a prompts already designed for you is a great way too. And also there's so many journals out there that are already made for you, can focus on something that you want to focus on. It can focus on wellness. It can focus on gratitude. Yeah, so I think that's a great idea, being able to have that as well. And then you mentioned affirmations. I think that could be a great prompt too. Like, you know, what is your affirmation today? And then what does that affirmation mean to you? And kind of like start that as a prompt. And then we also had talked about that same episode that we talked about affirmations. We talked about intentions. So that's one thing to do. Intention. So what's my intention today for the day? Or, you know, or you may have an intention that you've kind of been using for several weeks or for months, you know, what that is. And like, what do you like, you know, say my intention is I'm willing to practice being compassionate with myself as I navigate my new life in California. So I remind myself to be
that's beautiful.
That is it. I had to think about what on that. But like, just, you know, remind myself when I'm like, oh my God, like, how come I don't know this? You've only been in the job 4 months, Michelle. You're not supposed to know everything. It's okay. You know, just to remind yourself and being compassionate with yourself. So that's what I'm trying to remind myself, to be compassionate with myself as I navigate all of these new things. So intention, like forming your intention or your affirmation, could be a great prompt as well.
It's also really hard. I find
that's why I say I'm willing to practice my intention.
Well, I think just forming the intention is hard. Oh, I am with the, at the beginning, because my wellness journal says, what's your intention for the day? And first of all, I love that you just said I can use the same one for as long as I want, because every day I'm like thinking up a new intention. And I'm like, how does anybody do this?
No,
so I get the Enneagram thought for the day, because I did an Enneagram training a couple of weeks ago. Not like a real one. It was like an introductory thing at my church that they offered. And so I went because it was interesting. And so now I get like the Enneagram thought for the day. And I often will take that and try and turn that into my intention, because I'm like, okay, I don't know how to write these things. And that was becoming like a barrier, as in just being like, how do I, you know, I need to get over this hump of making this the reason why I'm not doing this journal, right? So
yeah, so that's what I teach my clients, that intention, I have a form an intention statement, and you keep that for a while. And then every once in a while, say, hey, is this intention statement still serving you? And if it isn't, then we tweak it. If not, we keep it. Because it's kind of really like, you know, what do you really want to focus on to kind of support yourself? And compassion is what I'm feeling right now, is what I need to do for myself. You know, and you keep that for a little bit, and then it may be something else. But yeah, I think writing the same one for a while is totally fine. If it has meaning to you, then you go for it and you keep
right.
I would actually have a hard time thinking of an intention every day. That is tricky. That is tricky. So I'm like, a passion is what I'm working on right now. And that's what we can do it.
And that's a good one. It's a good one for change. That's for sure. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Pretty much doing. So again, I think this journaling can be like a great tool for anyone. If you've been journaling or you're new to journaling, just an opportunity to put down your thoughts or your ideas, your feelings or whatever. And again, it could be words, it could be drawings, but I think it's a great way that we can do that. So what is your takeaway?
Oh, I knew this was coming. Well, first of all, my takeaway is that I don't have to use the same intention every day because, you know, for me, journaling is something that I, in a sense, am challenging myself to do and to maintain. And setting aside time every day, so that one takeaway is also thinking about the timing of it. I do a little bit in the morning and then I do the gratitude at night. I set the intention during the morning and then do some of the stuff at night. And the idea that, oh, I can keep using the same intention every day is somewhat freeing for me because that becomes a barrier for me for not doing it. So I'm really trying to eliminate those barriers so that I keep doing it. But yeah, how about you? What's your takeaway?
You gave it to me, savor the moment. I really love that. That was very rich. So I think I'm going to think about that a little bit deeper. Like I write the gratitudes, but maybe actually going a little bit deeper and kind of savoring, taking one of those and actually writing a little bit more about it. I love that. I think that was very, and being intentional about it.
Maybe that should be our reflection for people who listen to this episode. We can ask them also to journal, not just to journal, but to savor a moment and journal about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great. So that could be, you know, savor the moment can be your prompt.
Yeah.
I think, you know, sometimes having a prompt at the
beginning. Prompt is helpful.
So savor the moment can be your prompt. I love it. And I think that, you know, picking a time of day, I would suggest, so if you want morning, afternoon, whatever it is, whatever works for you, but being intentional about that time that you're going to take to journal. And again, maybe doing a 5-minute journal. It doesn't have to be long. Or you can do a 3-minute journal, whatever speaks to you. But just being able to take the time to savor the moment and write down what you're thinking or feeling or draw it out. So I thought it'd be cute. The song was working out. I'm like, we're going to write it out. So I want our audience to write it out. Like, write out what, you know, makes sense to you in your journaling. And we definitely want to hear more about how you're going to add journaling to your everyday coping kit.
All right, until next time. It was great talking with you. This is a great topic, and it's motivated me to keep going with my journal. So thanks.
You're welcome. All right.
See you next time.